Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear once again from brothers Chuck and Drew Graham in Columbia. Chuck has been paraplegic since an accident in his youth, and Drew has been quadriplegic for almost as long and uses a power scooter. They spoke about some of the physical access issues in the Columbia community and about some of the tough decisions they've had to make as a result of it. Here's Chuck.
Drew got discharged on a Monday, and I don't have a vehicle I can get him in, and they just let him know that afternoon. Well, paratransit, you have to schedule 24 hours in advance. So there wasn't a Lyft-equipped vehicle to be able to get him in the scooter home. And so taxi company said they couldn't get him till the next day. Well, now what do you do?
One of the taxis that was outside, he acted like he was there for me. And instead of him trying to have somebody help him get my scooter in the back of his cab, he decided to take it upon himself to lift it in there and dropped it and ended up breaking the front light on it, which is now going to cost around $180 to replace.
Well, and so really the situation in the community is ambulances will only take a folding manual chair with you. Otherwise, they just take you to the hospital, and you're without your scooter or your specialized power wheelchair.
People say, well, they have all kinds of wheelchairs there. Well, that's true. They have all kinds of wheelchairs, but if you're a quad like me, you can't grip the wheels and push the wheelchair because your hands don't open up. And you have to decide or make the decision if you're sick enough to need medical attention, or what defines that point when you need to go to the hospital or it can wait. And
yeah, he worries a lot about going to the hospital or needing to go to the hospital. And if he needs to go to the hospital, he needs to go. My worry is, how do I get him there and how do I get him back? He's worried about his condition. I'm worried about logistics. There's many better ways to do things. And there's a lot of improvement that can be made in that transition from discharge to getting somebody safely home. And we're failing.
We're failing miserably. Over the almost 40 years that I've been hurt and my brother's been hurt, it at least over that time, we have come to figure out ways on our own to fill in the gaps. But people that are newly hurt or don't have some of the contacts that we have, they're just stuck, and it's a sad state of affairs.
That was brothers Drew and Chuck Graham speaking about some of the tough decisions they've had to make regarding their health due to physical access limitations in the Columbia community. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.